Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm excited to get in the Word with you again, so let's go ahead and pray it up. Lord, I want to thank you, God, for this day, for just the gift of life, and we do know that you love us, and thank you for paying the price for us, God, that we can be here today. So we ask that you would open up our ears, our hearts, and our minds to receive from you, because we know that you have something for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, Valentine's just passed us, so now's the time to go and get all that discounted chocolate at the stores and all that good stuff. We do that a lot for our youth group, by the way. We'll go to the major stores, and it just all this candy's just discounted. So a lot of the dentist business is booming this time of the year as well. Well, so today, just a reminder about the holiday we just celebrated, Valentine's Day, is God's unconditional love for us, right? That's what we do. We celebrate love. You know, it's a good reminder for our loved ones here on earth and then the love that God has for us. So I'm going to go ahead and read this verse. This verse really stands out to me, these verses regarding God's love, and it's a good reminder for me, and it's a good refreshment whenever I'm going through stuff where I need like an encouraging word from the Lord. This one always hits me no matter what I'm going through. So it's going to be in 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 17. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. You know, this reminds me of the agape love, you know, the unconditional love. God's love for us is without conditions, right? And humans were so famous and notorious for putting conditions on God's love when he himself is agape love. He is agape love. He is love without conditions. And so it's, you know, God says, my love for you is unconditional. Like, even when you fall short, even when you sin, even when you intentionally transgress or do these things, like, his love for us is unconditional. And that's something that we really have to remember, that really, does God really mean that? Does he really mean that there's no conditions when it comes to his love? Like, he means that. He really does. So it's a good example for us to practice with others, is not putting conditions on our love for them and having some kind of rigid standard system. And once one of those standards are broken or the expectations are not met, then therefore there's conditions on my love for you. And that's no way to live. That's no way to live. And going by these verses, by this love is perfected in us so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Okay, this is confidence for the day of judgment when, you know, because we're all going to be in a place where we stand before God, and it's not going to matter, you know, well, I knew about you, or, you know, I went to church because my family brought me, or, you know, I went because my spouse went. No, who do you say that I am is what Jesus is going to say on the day of judgment. Like, that's, we are all going to stand before God one day. And it says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So what God is saying here, and this is something that took me a while to grasp, is that there was a time where I was in such a fear of the day that I was going to stand before God. Like, it wasn't, and this is after I gave my heart to Christ, when I started growing, I started like taking those baby steps in faith. I was in a place where I thought God was so quick to just condemn me. He was so quick to cast me out of his love, that his love had conditions. And I was fearful of the day that I was going to stand face to face with him. And it says there that fear has to do with punishment. Whoever fears has not been perfected in love. See, this is talking about the judgment, about when we stand before God. If we're fearful of that, that we're not fully convinced that God's agape love for us is real, right? So now today I can stand before you guys and confidently say that I know that I'm going to heaven. I'm not fearful that I'm going to slip through the cracks, or that God's going to somehow bring up a past sin that I have and send me to hell. I don't believe that anymore. I believe that I'm sealed, that the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Holy Spirit, and that it's a good reminder for me, because it says again, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. See, God's agape love for you gives you assurance of his love for you, literally. And his love is unconditional. He doesn't have conditions for that. So you don't have to be afraid for the time that we take our last breath here on earth. You can have confidence on the day of judgment, it says. It says, by this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. And why? Because his love is real. His love is agape. His love is unconditional. So we don't have to fear that anymore. And that's a good thing for me to think about. You know, I don't want to be putting conditions on people to win my love or to have these rigid standards, because God doesn't do that to me. He means what he says, and it's unconditional. And so those of us that celebrated Valentine's Day, you know, the next day we think about it. Are we still carrying that love? Are we still practicing that agape love? Are we still doing it? Is it with conditions or is it without conditions? So it's a good reminder for me, and we can have confidence on the day of judgment because God's love for us is perfect. All right. So God bless you guys, and we'll see you next time. Okay.